fascinating event, and I buy tremendously the premise that disruptive commercial technology is needed. Disruptive technologies, yes, but there's commercial disruption we need.
I'm here because I think a lot of energy, a lot of innovation in the energy sector is focused on technology, and I think we need to kind of focus on more business and community approaches and understand the systems as well as the technology as well.
What's been interesting is how it's commercializing good ideas, but a lot of those are about how you can help communities take action themselves. So it's that mixture between commercial activities but supporting communities.
It's exciting to be here because I also believe that we need to stimulate demand for new energy services, and that ideas are going to come from anywhere. And I'm here because you never know where those good ideas are going to come from and who's going to be behind them. So I want to be as supportive as we can be.
The project originally came from the idea that very rarely in history have mainstream companies ever come up with anything particularly radical. You look at the history of innovation, from the change from horse carts to cars, from gas to light bulbs. All that stuff generally comes from the fringes, from the entrepreneurs, from those, you know, doing something a little bit different, because most companies are unwilling to disrupt their businesses and, even worse than that, actually try to perpetuate the status quo. So having learned that from a brief study of innovation, we then set out to, you know, how do you go and look for the people who might be doing something a bit disruptive? And the Gay Crowdfunding Project was not necessarily just to do that, but rather an experiment to see how we might go about doing that in the future.
I think the astonishing level of activity and people's enthusiasm and willingness to engage in it, and how the word gate crash seems to inspire people to, you know, have a go. And the fact that people who are, you know, have jobs dedicated, you know, days or evenings and stuff like that to come and do it, which is, you know, really remarkable and, you know, really valuable. And I just think that the energy sector doesn't really know what's coming. I think that there's a lot of people who want to do it differently, and they're just ignoring it. They're writing their own obituary.
I got involved in the process because I was inspired or intrigued by the name and about the idea that it was going to be something different, driven from the bottom up rather than handed down to us from on high. Surprised that in fact the amount of interest from what we might have called stuff shirts, but they're not, looking at them today, they don't look that stuffed, but if you see them on the television ring, on Sky News or something representing their industry, then they don't come over as the Bono of the thing, but in fact they're obviously a lot brighter and a lot more turned on, switched on than I would have thought of originally. And in fact the fact that they're getting involved in this process at all, I think, is a compliment to the Forum for the Future, the respect that they've got. So
I think there's nothing more important at the moment than creating and distributing better models of getting things done, more integrated and holistic businesses, ideas, distribution systems, and this is where it's happening.
There's an opportunity to rethink, redesign, experiment, challenge. This seems to tick all those boxes, right? So we have, you know, Forum for the Future leading some of the thinking, bringing the people together. We're using social networking and really innovative ways to capture the ideas.
Yeah.
Really good way in terms of, you know, nice environment to then go and share those ideas and connect people to see how, if possible, these ideas could actually hit the marketplace.
What surprised me, or what I thought was really new, was that this could be done completely with just a little bit of facilitation, but really driven by the participants and driven by the people who were involved in it all. And you know, it worked. It went from having hundreds or maybe more ideas and then filtering down to backing just one. And, you know, and that £4,000 is going to make a difference in that one project.
I'm taking away inspiration. It was a lot of fun, and, you know, and just hearing a lot of really good ideas, and, you know, even the ideas that weren't successful,
you know, they were still valid, and that those people should still continue to carry on, and that we still need to gatecrash the energy cycle.